Ray Morrison is the general manager of Ngāti Whakaua Tribal Lands, and our people are starting to build houses for us. And it's an exciting time to witness. Ngāti Whakaua is launching an affordable home scheme for whānau on a subdivision that they are developing. It's called Wharenui Rise and will be at Ōwhata, starting off with 8 houses in the first stage of the development. Ray's kindly pulled up. He's travelling, but has been kind enough to spend a few minutes with us. Tēnā koe, Ray.
Yeah, morena, Dale.
Good to catch up with you, Ray. So this is a wonderful kaupapa, and it makes sense for us to furnish our own needs, and I'm hoping that we'll be using Māori architects, Māori drain layers, and Māori builders. Do you have a commitment along those lines, Ray?
Yeah, definitely. So with our civils and earthworks contracts, the majority of the boys on the site and women are Māori, and they've offered up apprenticeships as well. I think they've taken on 4 or 5 in the last year. That's our civils guys. So and that's coming through with the group builders that we're working with as well.
You've been able to actually set a price on these whare, which is a bit unusual because normally they're made and then they go to market, and you know, whoever gets into the auction with the most dosh ends up with the whare. But you're taking a different tack. How are you approaching this?
So that classification is actually from Kāinga Ora. So for Rotorua, they've classified $500,000 as an affordable home. You know, we're not necessarily saying that's affordable for everyone, and it possibly it isn't, but that's the classification that we've got to work with. We've just made sure that we can meet the cost of these houses under that cap or on that cap. So we've done a few things to make sure that we could do that.
Good living's about communities, Ray, so we can't just sort of dot houses willy-nilly. How big is the subdivision likely to become? And what consideration about community amenities and the like?
Yeah, so this particular block, it's a big block. It's 106 hectares, so it's only stage one, the first stage of possibly 13. And in stage one, there's 52 lots. So of the 52, we've apportioned 8 as these affordables or first home opportunities. And we've made a first preference for our owners, shareholders, beneficiaries, whānau, and then if we don't get the uptake on those, then they'll go to general market. But we're confident that we can get our own people in them, and then as we progress, a similar percentage will go will allocate towards affordables. But this is this is just our first step of many. We realise that we've got other land holdings as well, and we're looking at other housing, you know, typologies and options for our people as well. So this is only the first one.
What stage are we at, Ray? Have the earthworks started?
They're completed, mate. So we started 2 years ago. So we're actually waiting on titles, which should be available October this year, and then houses will start being built in stage one, hopefully before Christmas.
It's exciting to see our iwi getting into housing development. There's a lot of boxes to tick, but there certainly provides great potential for us right across the country to, you know, help our own.
Yeah, that's right, and it's it's a huge job to stand bare land up, because you know you've got to do all the, you've got to move a lot of dirt, you've got to provide for stormwater and you know, put drains and power and optics and all of that stuff and before you even build a house. So there's a whole lot of planning in the background. It's a 2-year cycle really to get land from bare land to be able to put a house on it.
And that's been the most challenging aspect, is it sort of the bureaucracy working that through that is most time consuming?
Well, you know, the consents process is what it is, and you've just got to work within that. But the key for us has been that we've been able to get a good team on board. You know, that's from our designers right through to a good team of earthworks guys, and then our civil works contractors. So it's all flowed in quite nicely, and we've all worked out how we work well together and work as a team, and we're just going to carry on and roll out future stages as we go.
Pretty neat. Sounds good. Your first eight underway. How many houses do you think Ngāti Whakaue might eventually build?
Well, that, as I said, that block, that 106 or 13 stages, is somewhere around 11,000 to 1,100 homes in total. And that's probably 15 to 20 odd years of supply. But we've got other land holdings that we're hoping to do other things on our, particularly on our whenua land. So, you know, long-term leases, lease sort of arrangements, and, you know, some public housing long-term. Yeah, so long-term, we're looking at everything, but this is just the first step, I guess.
Thanks a lot, Ray. And just by the by, mate, did I read something where they're opening the boardwalk on the lakefront today, part of the rejuvenation of downtown Rotorua? And that's been assisted by the Provincial Growth Fund, so Shane and Winston will be smarting somewhat today. But even so, it's been a long time since we've seen an upgrade of that type. No doubt you've been driving past it over the months and years it's been going ahead. A bit of a milestone there for the lakefront?
Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, that's the original Whakaue land that we gifted back in the day. So it's good to see that it's going to be rejuvenated, and it actually is starting to look pretty good down there. So, no, it's good for our city too.